Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Abraham, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. This week's program is going to be about the announcement that was made suddenly that there are going to be new Israeli Knesset elections, new elections for the Israeli parliament to be held on April 9th, 2019, April 9th of next year, which is just a little bit over 3 months from now. We have a little bit more than 3 months now until Election Day. So we've got quite a bit of work to do. Of course, JTF has, for the past several years, been supporting Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. And on this program, we're going to be discussing the elections. We're going to be discussing what our prospects are. We're also going to be talking to you, a little bit about what we're trying to do, of course, to advance Moshe Feiglin's candidacy. And we're going to be zeroing in on one subject. Are you a right-wing Jew or a left-wing Jew? This is going to be directed toward Jews who claim that they're right-wing. Are you really a right-wing Jew, or are you in fact phony right, which means left? Are you really a left-wing Jew? And the subject, we're going to take a subject every now and then and use that subject to test whether you're really right-wing or left-wing. And the first subject is going to be, for this week, the subject of mass Arab immigration from Israel. Do you want millions of Arabs who are in Israel now and who want to destroy the Jewish state and who hate the Jewish people and hate the state of Israel, do you want them to remain in Israel, or do you want a realistic program to encourage them to leave? If you want millions of Arabs who have acknowledged by their voting patterns and by every other possible indication that they don't want Israel to remain a Jewish state, that they don't want the Jewish people to survive, that they detest Israel, if you want them to remain, then you're a left-wing Jew. You're not a true right-wing Jew. Because a true right-wing Jew, a true Jewish patriot, a Jew that would truly want to defend the Jewish state, would not leave millions of people who are hostile to the state in a small country like that, knowing what a danger that poses. Now, having said that, that means that all of you Jews who claim to be right-wing, if you support Bibi Netanyahu and the Likud, or Naftali Bennett and the Jewish Home Party, and now he just announced he's forming a new so-called party, a so-called new party, which is just the same old bluff, the same old lying. But if you support Naftali Bennett or Benjamin Netanyahu or Avigdor Lieberman or Shas or the Likud or the Jewish Home Party, if you support any of those parties, then you are a left-wing Jew. Why? Because they're part of a government, the Likud government, that has given free electricity, free water, free food, free medicine, free housing, free schooling, free education, billions and billions of dollars in aid to the Arabs in Israel, to the millions of Arabs in Israel, to encourage them to stay, to do everything they can to make them more comfortable in Israel so that they'll stay and so that they'll reproduce and have more and more babies, and to encourage other Arabs to sneak into Israel, because other Arabs sneak into Israel because of this, because they want all of these benefits that they get for free. If you support the policies of this government of Netanyahu and Bennett and Lieberman and all of these phony leaders who have been giving the Arabs more money than left-wing governments ever gave them, if you support those policies, then you are a left-wing Jew. You may think you're a right-wing Jew. You may think the Likud is right-wing. It's baloney. You're a left-wing Jew if you support that. Now, there is only one party running in Israel, and that is the Zehut Party of Moshe Feiglin, that has a realistic, detailed program to offer the Arabs compensation to encourage them to leave. And the vast majority of Arabs, believe it or not, want to leave Israel. The vast majority want to leave, and this is according to Arab polls. Arab polls have shown 90% of the Arabs in Gaza, 80% of the Arabs in Judea and Samaria, and 70% of the Arabs even within what is called the Green Line, within pre-1967 Israel, want to leave. They don't want to stay there. They want to go somewhere else. The Arabs, first of all, for many years, for centuries, are a nomadic people. They like to go to different places and hundreds of and leave, and that's part of their culture. And hundreds of thousands of Arabs have left the land of Israel since the founding of the state of Israel in 1948, since the 1967 Six-Day War. Hundreds of thousands of Arabs have left. If not for that mass Arab immigration, we would be close to having an Arab majority in Israel now, and the Jewish state would be in great danger. But hundreds of thousands of Arabs have left over the years. So there already is a natural Arab immigration out of Israel. The question is, do we want to encourage the millions that are still there to join the hundreds of thousands who have left? And the answer is that Moshe Feiglin and the Zahut Party do want to encourage that. They do want that solution. If you offer the Arabs compensation and they go to third world countries, in Africa, for instance, that are willing, more than happy to take them, you give them money and they move to Africa, countries in Africa, or in other third world countries that are happy, that would be happy, thrilled to get them, especially if they come with a suitcase full of money. And the money is very little compared to what we pay to keep them in Israel. But for these third world countries, it's a lot of money for compared to the standard of living in a third world country. It would be quite a good start for them. You send them there, they'll live quite well in third world countries. If they go to Africa and these other third world countries, they'll live quite well there. And many of them would want to go to other Arab countries or Muslim countries, where there's a need for Arab workers and there's a need for them, and there are so many possibilities that are open. And so Moshe Feiglin wants to start a program of offering them these incentives to leave, and wants to do everything we can, in other words, would put at their disposal the full powers of the Israeli government and Jewish organizations that would support this, the full powers of all the creative minds that we could put together to make sure that they have as smooth an immigration and transition as possible. They would have to sign an agreement, they and members of their family, promising that they would not only never return to Israel or request a return to Israel, but would never even request to visit Israel again. And by the way, most of the Arabs who have left Israel, just in case you're wondering whether or not they may want to try to return, the vast majority of Arabs who have left Israel in the past few decades never did try to come back. So they will likely stay wherever they are. I mean, they will stay in these other countries. So the question is, what do you favor? Do you want Israel to continue to be in a situation where 40% plus of its population are people that are hostile to the Jewish state? And this is a tiny Jewish state surrounded by hundreds of millions of Arabs and Muslims and Iranians that want to destroy Israel and push them into the sea, plus within their own little borders. They've got 40% plus of the 40% plus population that wants to destroy them and that hates them and that votes for Arab parties in the Knesset that support terror, that support Hezbollah and Hamas and all the terrorists, and that openly say they want to destroy the Jewish state. You want that to continue? If you want that to continue, then support Netanyahu and support the Likud and support Naftali Bennett. Naftali Bennett from the Jewish Home Party, whom everybody says is a big right winger. Naftali Bennett, who's supposed to be to the right of Netanyahu, supposedly, he said 99.9% of the Arabs in the land of Israel are loyal to the state of Israel. 99.9%. Even though 95% of them vote for Arab parties that want to destroy Israel, but this fraud, Naftali Bennett, said that 99.9% of them are loyal to Israel. And so he and Netanyahu and the others in this phony so-called right-wing government are constantly bending over backwards to prove how they want to help the Arabs and they want to be good neighbors to the Arabs and they're not racist and they're not prejudiced and they're not against the Arabs and they want to show what a democracy Israel is. So they bend over backwards and give the Arabs 1,000 times more benefits than they would ever give the Jews. huge amounts of subsidies and assistance and expenses to keep them there, to make them happy and keep them there and keep them content. Because they want to prove. They want to prove to the anti-Semites in the European Union that they are willing to live with millions of Arabs who hate the Jewish state and willing to give them billions of dollars and just to prove their point. If that's what you like, if that's your policy, then you should continue to support Likud and continue to support the Jewish Home Party, because that's what they're doing. And Avigdor Lieberman from Yisrael Beiteinu in Hebrew is Israel is our home party. He calls it Israel's our home. It should be Siberia is our home. What a fraud Lieberman is. All of them frauds. All of them backing the Arabs and backing the enemies of Israel. Even the Hamas terrorists, they're giving $15 million in cash, suitcases full of cash, $15 million American dollars a month, to the leaders of Hamas to try to buy protection from the terrorists in Hamas in Gaza, and the Hamas terrorists then fire hundreds of missiles into Israel, and Netanyahu sends them more money and more money to try to buy them off. I mean, this is such a cowardly government. It is so pathetic. If this was done by any other government in any other country, the people would be screaming and saying, what are you, traitors? What are you, insane? What the hell are you doing to us in any other country? But in Israel, the leaders who are doing this are called right wing. Just insanity. Our leader, Morenu v'Rabbeinu Harav Meir David Kahana, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo, used to refer to Israel as cuckoo land. Because after 2,000 years of exile, the Jews, who are so brilliant in science and art and literature and medicine, in technology, geniuses in all of these fields, when it comes to their own survival, are so incredibly stupid. What an ironic situation that is. But they are so stupid when it comes to their own survival, the Jewish people. Brilliant in every other area, but their own when it comes to their own survival, so incredibly stupid. What a miracle that they're still, I mean, it's no question, it's the hand of Hashem, it's the hand of God that they're still alive. That they still exist, that the Jewish people still exist. What a miracle. Not just because the world hates the Jews and wants to destroy the Jews. Not just because they were a hated, persecuted minority scattered all over the world and being forced to assimilate, persecuted, and have all the temptations of wanting to end the burden of being a hated member of a minority group and try to become part of the majority and all the temptations that are there. Not just because of that and assimilation and intermarriage and all the other things that erode the Jewish people and that have taken so many Jews away from Judaism. The fact that they survived all of that, plus the fact that they and their leaders are nuts. And still they survive. They're nuts. And they don't even want to, many of them don't even want to be Jewish. They don't even want the promises that Hashem has given them as a chosen people and a holy people and a nation of priests and a light unto the nations. They don't even want it. And yet they've survived incredibly and are what they are today. So that's a great miracle from Hashem. But getting back to our main subject here, if you want millions of, you agree with Netanyahu that we have to prove to the Europeans and to the world and to the UN how wonderful we are, as if that really impresses them. Of course, they hate us even more when Netanyahu kisses the tuchus of all of these Jew haters, which is what he does day and night. That's all he does day and night. When Netanyahu kisses the tuchus of every Jew hater in the world, all it does is breed contempt, justifiable contempt, for Israel and for the Jewish people. It doesn't breed respect. You can't get respect if you don't have any self-respect. And Netanyahu and this government in Israel have no self-respect. And Naftali Bennett and all the other leaders who are supposed to be so-called right-wingers have no self-respect. And I want to say one other thing about one other party that's running. It's called Otzma Yehudit. Baruch Marzel, Itamar Ben-Gvir, Michael Ben-Ari. They are former Kahanists. They claim to have been Kahanists. They're phonies. I'm sorry, they're phonies. They're going to be running with Eli Yishai, who was the head of the left-wing Shas party that supported the Oslo agreements, if not for Shas. The Oslo agreements would never have gone through, and thousands of Jews who were murdered wouldn't have been murdered, and Israel would have been a much better place today. We've had a quarter of a century of mass murder and terrorism and horrific, nightmarish policies because of the Oslo agreements, where they brought in the Arab Hitler Yasser Arafat and 80,000 Arab terrorists into the land of Israel, invited them in, and started giving them the heartland of biblical Israel, Judea and Samaria, to create a so-called Palestine state. Just unbelievable insanity. And the Shas party was part of the Rabin Peres government that did that. The Shas party, they were the key. If they hadn't supported it, it wouldn't have gone through. Without Shas, you wouldn't have had the Oslo agreements. And Eli Yishai was the chairman of the Shas party. And he supported the Oslo agreements completely, completely, enthusiastically, for years. To this day, he praises Shimon Peres, Yimach Shmo v'zichro, that Oslo criminal who pushed the Oslo agreements and was responsible for the murder of thousands of his fellow Jews. And Eli Yishai praises him. He supported him when Peres ran for president of Israel. He voted for him and supported him and pushed him. And to this day, praises Shimon Peres and praises all of the criminals of Oslo. And this left-wing scoundrel, Eli Yishai, from the corrupt Shas party, who's now running on his own little party because he had a personal feud with Aryeh Deri from the Shas party, but they're all the same left-wing scum. This left-wing degenerate, this left-wing scoundrel, is now running, and he's going to run together with Baruch Marzel and Itamar Ben-Gavir and Michael Ben-Ari. They'll do anything. In other words, they'll run with anybody, even with the left, even with the treasonous left, just to get a seat in the Knesset. Just to get that seat in the Knesset, they'll do anything. Baruch Marzel already ran with him in the last elections, and fortunately, they didn't win. Fortunately, they didn't get in. And they have the nerve to attack Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut party. Moshe Feiglin's the only honest guy running. And they have the nerve to attack him. He's the only principled, honest guy that's running. We've gotten over 300,000 views on our videos promoting Moshe Feiglin. Over 300,000 views since the summer. We're trying very hard to bring the message. It's not easy. We have an uphill battle because these other parties have hundreds of millions of dollars to spend in a tiny Jewish state. I mean, it's incredible the amount of money that they're going to be spending. And what do we have? And yet we have succeeded. We have a method, and we've succeeded in bringing our view, in bringing our videos to hundreds of thousands of people. Now, it's just the 60 or 70 or 80 second spot, depending on which video. We publicized about 15 videos so far. But so they're all short videos because they're commercials. They're in effect seeing a commercial. And we've publicized them, and the question is if these 300,000 people who see our commercial once, but see Likud commercials 100 times, can we compete with that? I don't know. We're trying our best. But it's an uphill battle. It's not easy. We're doing our best to bring the truth to the people of Israel. I can tell you the people who see it, some of them have responded and said, you know, this makes sense. We agree with you. You're right. That's what they've written, some of them who have seen it. How many will actually vote for Moshe Feiglin and vote for the Zehut party? I really don't know. I don't know if we're going to win. I don't know what's going to be. But I know we're going to try our best. And I know we have reached hundreds of thousands of people just since the summer with those commercials and with those messages. That's the best we can do. And I think that's pretty impressive for an organization with our budget and with our limited resources. I think it's pretty impressive. We want to step up that campaign during the next 3 months until Election Day in Israel. And we want your help. We need your help to do so. So support us, join with us, let's publicize this movement as much as possible. You know, in the end, especially those of you who are Jewish, but even those of you who are not, you're going to be asked on Yom HaDin. You'll see if I'm right someday. You're going to be asked, what did you do when you knew Israel was in trouble? When you knew there was this danger and when you knew something could be done? What did you do? Did you take a stand? Did you try to change things? Did you try to do the right thing? Did you try to warn people and bring the truth to people? Did you do something? You're going to be asked that question. We're all going to be asked that question, every one of us. And we had better have a good answer when that time comes. And I'm not saying, by the way, that that's the only question we're going to be asked. We're going to be asked other questions. Did you study Torah? If you're Jewish, you're going to be asked, did you study the Torah? You're going to be asked if you were honest in your dealings with people. When you do business, when you have business dealings and other dealings, you have to be honest. That's going to be an important question. Did you anticipate and wait and long for the coming of the Mashiach and the redemption? That's going to be a question that's going to be asked. It's actually outlined. We know already what the questions are going to be on Yom Hadin. Chazal, the rabbis of the Talmud, already lay it out for us. God surely wants us to stand for the truth and fight for the truth, which is so hard to find in this generation. We have people who call themselves right wing, who think they're right wing and are really left wing, who don't even realize the people they're supporting are not right wing. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. You put Moshe Feiglin in the Zehut Party in the Knesset, at least, finally, there'll be a voice of truth in the Knesset telling the truth and explaining the truth. And we just gave you one issue today, the issue of Arab immigration and encouraging the Arabs, paying the Arabs basically to leave Israel. We just gave you one of the issues he's running on, and his party is the only party that's going to push that issue. The only party. If you agree that that should be done, if you agree that should be Israeli policy, if you agree that would be good for Israel to get millions of hostile people that hate the Jewish state out of Israel, if you agree with that, then you should be. Then there's no excuse. You should be doing everything you can to help, because that's the cause of justice. That's a righteous cause. And you want to do justice and righteousness, and you want to do what's good to make this a better world. That's what we all should strive to do. That's why else would God have put us in this world? You have to be concerned about yourself and your family, of course, and your loved ones. But you also have to be concerned about the Jewish people and about Israel and about what God wants to do to bring redemption to Israel and to the world. You have to be concerned about that as well. So let's fight together. The next 3 months, this is the really important time. Let's try our best. It's not going to be easy to get him into the Knesset because we are so outgunned in terms of money. So it's going to be difficult because of that. And the media, of course, in Israel's left-wing media is completely hostile. They shut him out, of course. So it's not easy. And yet, we go around the media and we've been able to reach, we're reaching people. The more people, the more you help us, the more people we can reach. Let's work together. Let's fight together as a team. If we do, we can still make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.